Randy South is a local, for sure, has been most of his life. A good friend of many, and yes, Randy is the son of the longtime voice of the Aggies, Dave South. He doesn't talk about it a lot, but Randy was part of the beginning of Operation Desert Storm. How well we all recall watching on CNN that day, January 17th, 1991, the aerial and naval bombardment to expel Iraqi troops of Saddam Hussein from Kuwait. Randy South was there, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Marines.
We had gotten there like 2 days before the air war started. But we were deployed before that for a contingency anywhere else in the world. So they kept us there because of the Philippines, it was acting up a little bit of that area. And then 2 days before the war started, they moved us into Iraq. And then like spent a night there, and then the next day, and then that night, that's when the air war started.
Randy enlisted in the Marines in 1987, age 17. Not quite old enough to do it on his own.
My mother and father had to sign for me to get into the Marine Corps. As you know, because I wasn't an adult yet, but I could sign up, but they had to sign for me saying that that was okay to do that.
Why the Marines and why then?
I wasn't really ready for college yet, and I had a friend that went into the Marine Corps, and I was just kind of looking around, and I went into the Marine Corps office here in College Station, started talking to them a little bit, and next thing I know, I had signed up and went.
After some training in Hawaii, then the training really got serious. Training for biological warfare. That's a different kind of deal.
Very difficult to fight. The gear you wear is very cumbersome. Your vision is limited. It's very hot in those gears. I mean, you know, you will actually, you know, friends who are really good friends start to get after each other a little bit because it's just you can't move very well. It's hard to fire your weapon, and it's a difficult way to fight. You know, you'd rather not fight in a chemical environment if you had to, but we were prepared for it and we could do it. But it's very difficult.
The day before the air battle began, January the 17th, Randy South recalls a phone conversation he had with his dad, Dave.
When we had got there, they had MCI and AT&T had set up these huge phone tents. I had called him the day before the air war started, and I had talked to him a little bit on the phone. And building up to that, you know, the anxiety before you go is the hardest part, the anxiety. And then when I called him, when I got there, I told him everything's fine. You know, this is where I'm supposed to be. I feel comfortable with being here, and everything's going to be all right. Don't worry about anything you hear. You'll hear from me again. And then that night, the air war broke out. Well, he thought I knew something. And I really didn't. I was just trying to comfort them. Well, then the air war broke out, so they're thinking, well, he must have known something. And now it's all broke out, and he just didn't want to tell us. So they were on their, you know, on their heels a little bit until I was able to, you know, converse with them again.
Much of Randy South's job with the 3rd Marines was dealing with POWs.
We started taking on so many POWs, and you know, we were using a lot of psychological type warfare on them, you know, dropping pamphlets on them, which, you know, you'll have some here in a minute to show. But, and the type of troops that were on the front line have been bombed for like 30 days straight from the air. And some of them were 16 years old, some of them looked like they were 60 years old. And these were guys they just threw out there, you know, like cannon fodder, just to slow stuff down. And they weren't motivated to fight. They weren't motivated to be there. These were just common people, not really trained that well. And, you know, he started kind of having compassion for them, you know, because you could tell they did not want to be there. And we took on so many, and we were having to drive trucks to take them back to POW camps, and just, you know, because we took on so many. I mean, they were coming up to us almost. We were mixed in with them. Most time you keep the POWs at a distance. Well, you know, you find us crammed in there with them, sitting there with a rifle, you know, mixed all in with them.
Obviously, a lot more story Randy South can tell. What we want to say is thank you for your service, Randy South. And that's Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.